listen to Sports Radio 100.3 The Team from anywhere you go. Real-time scores and headlines, a feed of our social networking sites, event calendar with station appearances and upcoming broadcast schedule, and our show host blogs. It's all online, TeamMyrtleBeach.com.
Welcome back. Good Wednesday morning to you. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. TeamMyrtleBeach.com. I'm your host, Aaron Marks, Pat Payone, Remy the intern, all hanging out with you here today. We were just talking some Big 12 conference expansion. Let me know if you had to pick two, and it might be four teams, but if you had to pick two teams that you think make the most sense for the Big 12 to go get, that's the poll question on Twitter for you right now, at 1003 The Team. We're going to step away from that conversation for a brief moment, talk a little NASCAR. Joining us on the line, he's the new president at Darlington Raceway. Just got started a couple days ago, a few days into the job. Kerry Tharp giving us a few minutes. Kerry, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Aaron, and thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
We always appreciate the time from you guys at Darlington. So, I mean, we'll talk a little NASCAR, but wanted to let our listeners get to know you a little bit. You actually spent a lot of time in college athletics prior to making the move into NASCAR, so I know you've been busy this week, but what do you think about the Big 12 finally coming around and thinking about expanding?
Well, I think it's about time. You know, there's been a couple years where they've been kind of left out in the cold when it comes to the college football playoff because they don't have a championship game. And that, you know, you almost have to have a championship game to solidify that. And, you know, for them to now find out that they have to expand, I think it's a good move on their part. I think it's a great league. They play great football, great basketball, and they have very good baseball out there. So I think it's a smart move on their part. And I like your poll question. I've got one team in mind, but, I got the University of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I think they'd be a good fit. I think they play, you know, now with the football program, I think it's got a renewed commitment. Their basketball is pretty strong. Not quite sure about their Olympic sports, but I think they might be a good fit. It'd be kind of a good rivalry there, a good fit tie-in with West Virginia. But I'm having a little difficulty thinking about that other team, so I'm going to have to do that here at the end of the show.
Yeah, West Virginia, I know they've got to be screaming for some assistance and some closer
right.
schools, you know, with all the travel they do.
They do, and you know, that's a long haul from Morgantown to Stillwater or Morgantown to, you know, some of the other places they go, Lawrence, Kansas, Manhattan, et cetera. But, that's kind of the sign of the times. College athletics, I was in it for 26, 27 years, certainly has changed. The landscape has changed and these conferences are becoming bigger and stronger and certainly, there's a lot of revenue involved and I think it's a smart move by the Big 12.
Now, you also, you spent the majority of your time in college athletics at the University of South Carolina. How much do you stay in touch with those guys, and what are you thinking about this upcoming football season under Coach Muschamp?
Well, I'm a Gamecock through and through. I didn't go to school there, but I worked there 20 years, Aaron, from 1985 to 2005, and just thoroughly enjoyed it. Will always be a Gamecock, and I've lived in South Carolina now for 31 years. Even when I took the job at NASCAR, I stayed in South Carolina, lived in Fort Mill. I really think that the Gamecocks are doing what they have to do, to get the program back where they want it to be. I think Coach Muschamp has hired an excellent staff. I've had the opportunity to be around him a couple of times and have met several of his, coaches. I'm impressed with the vision they have. I'm impressed with the, you know, fire in the belly that they have for recruiting. I think they're definitely going to get the job done there. And the organization, that they have has been very, very, you know, solid, it seems to me. I think they've done a great job getting out in the state. It's going to be difficult, I think, this year to kind of ascertain what they're going to do. I think they're going to play hard. I think they're going to play, with a sense of urgency. I think the fans are going to, be excited about what they see on the football field. And, you know, as far as wins and losses, I think that's just kind of remains to be seen. I think that, the talent level needs to be increased. I think it's going to be. And, certainly we know how tough the SEC is. So, and I'm encouraged by the direction that program's going right now.
Kerry Tharp named new president last month at Darlington Raceway. Just dove into everything this week, joining us for the first time here this morning on Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. And Kerry, I got to ask you, you know, I'm always curious with so many folks from so many different parts of the country, and you spent a lot of time here in South Carolina, about their team. And you said you're a Gamecock through and through, but you're from Louisville. You got your master's degree at Tennessee, and you worked at Tennessee a little bit. You spent some time at Oklahoma. So are the Gamecocks the team you align with, or who do you have the most gear for? Who do you really pull for, number one, first and foremost?
Well, it's definitely the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Really?
They fed my family for 20 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears there, Aaron. I've got to know so many people there in the Columbia area and worked very closely with the coaches, administrators, and you know, I was there when we hired Ray Tanner. I was on the committee, the small committee that hired a baseball coach that year, and so I consider him a dear friend. What's that?
That was a decent hire. You guys did
okay.
Yeah,
I think I did okay on that one with Mike McGee. But, you know, it's just, you know, I've had the opportunity to be in some great places. Went to school at Western Kentucky, in Bowling Green, Kentucky, so I pulled for the Toppers. You know, while I was at Tennessee, I pulled for them. But certainly have had a hard time pulling for them while I've been at South Carolina in the SEC. And I still pull for Oklahoma. I've met Coach Stoops a couple times and like the program that he has out there. And as far as back in the hometown area, I probably pull for Louisville more than I do Kentucky, although I grew up a big Kentucky fan. Having to compete against those guys in the SEC got to be old, especially in basketball. But,
right.
You know, my allegiance with the Gamecocks and I just love college athletics. It reminds me a lot of NASCAR. When I came over to NASCAR, Aaron, I saw a lot of similarities between the NASCAR fans and the college football and basketball fans. So, you know, I've been blessed. I've been opportunity to work in college sports and here the last 11 plus years working NASCAR and now at the Darlington Raceway. It's been a pretty good ride for me so far.
Kerry, it's great to talk to someone with a communications background. That's an excellent transition of where I want to go next, as we will talk some NASCAR right now. You spent a lot of time with the communications department, you know, overseeing a lot of things. And NASCAR has gone through a lot of changes here the last couple of years. The safety is incredible to me, what NASCAR has done to make the vehicle safer and to see some of the things that have happened and see guys walk away from these wrecks, but also the packages that have been the big talk here as of lately. What do you think the last couple of years has made the biggest impact on NASCAR getting the growth back going and bringing in many new fans the last couple of years?
Well, Aaron, that's a great question, and I think there's been a couple of things. First of all, I don't think there's ever been better collaboration between NASCAR, the sanctioning body, and the teams and the drivers, the sponsors, the manufacturers. You know, there's a lot of layers in NASCAR, and it's unlike any other sport, And I think NASCAR, the sanctioning body, starting at the top with Brian France and working its way down, has done a super job of getting together, opening up the lines of communication with the teams, the drivers. They have a driver's council now. They have a track council. You know, they have an owner's council. They have the charter agreements that have given the teams more strength and more, you know, put them more on solid ground moving forward. I think that's been a big key. I think the rules package, as you mentioned, has been very, very important. It's helped us to, I think, get better racing on the racetrack. And that's what we're all about. We want to put on a great show, put on great entertainment for our fans. And they love to see that side-by-side racing. And I think that we've seen a lot of that this year. And then finally, you know, there's that ongoing commitment to safety. I worked at the R&D Center for 11 years in Concord, North Carolina. And it's the only facility of its kind dedicated to safety and research in all of motorsports. And, you know, safety is something that NASCAR works on every single day. It's a dangerous sport. It's a high-risk sport, but NASCAR has done a super job trying to make it as safe as possible.
Yeah, it's been really, really phenomenal to see all of the things that have come from those facilities and the people doing all that work. Kerry Tharp, new president at Darlington Raceway, joining us this morning for a NASCAR Wednesday brought to you by the Bojangles Southern 500. We are just over a month away, Labor Day weekend. The tradition continues. Mm-hmm. We've got the throwbacks and everything that goes into it. And if you don't have your tickets yet, you need to get those at DarlingtonRaceway.com. Kerry, what does it mean to you to be able to come to a track like Darlington with all the history and everything that's been happening there the last couple of years and to be named the president there?
Well, Aaron, it's been very humbling. It's very such an honor to be able to come to a place that is regarded so highly by the community. Last week, I came back in for a couple of days to meet with Chip Weil, the outgoing president. He's now president at Daytona, and Chip has done a super job. Last couple of years of getting this community behind this racetrack, and this community is in love with Darlington, Florence County, Darlington County, all the surrounding areas. And I've met so many people the last couple of days and last week that want this racetrack to succeed, and they would do anything they could to make it succeed, to make it a success. And so It's been overwhelming, the passion that I've seen and the community that I've seen. And we're going to continue to build that and rekindle that. To be able to come to a track, Aaron, that is held in such high regard by the sport itself, by its competitors. You know, they love Darlington. They respect Darlington. They want to win at Darlington. And then the throwback theme is just super. I think it gives us an opportunity to connect to the roots, connect to the past, and then also with a look towards the future. And then just the Labor Day weekend, going back to Labor Day for the Bojangles Southern 500 has been just it's been a great, great fit. And so I think all the pieces are there. We just got to continue to, manage this. We got to continue to get out to the fans and the community and get the excitement going for our race weekend. And like you said, I think we're 46 days away from the Bojangles Southern 500. And, you know, there are good tickets and seats available still. We want to pack that place that weekend. It's going to be nationally televised. And we want to show America, you know, what a showcase we have here in Darlington.
Kerry, how have your first few days been? What's that been like, making the transition?
Well, I tell you, it's been very interesting. Monday was my first day, and I set the office alarm off when I came into the office that morning. I got there a little early, and my administrative assistant, bless her heart, Bridget Holloman, who's been on our post here for well over 30 years and really is the heart and soul of this racetrack, had given me her code. And when I walked in, I thought I punched it in, but I was a little slow at the gate. I need to be a little quicker here. I need to be a little quicker on these things. The alarm came off, and so I finally got it situated where it calmed down. So I went inside, and I came outside to get some things out of my car, and old Darlington County Sheriff rolled up, and he said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Well, actually, sir," I said, "today is my first day," and he goes, "Do you work here?" I said, "Yes, sir, I do." He goes, "Well, what do you do?" I said, "Well, believe it or not, last week they named me president." He said, "Okay," so he started laughing. But that's just a side story, but that is true.
That's good.
It's been great. Got to meet a lot of people. Got to meet with our team here at Darlington. We're a small team. We're a lean team, but we're a very, very, savvy and passionate team. So that's been exciting. Got to meet with some community leaders around the area. That's been very exciting. And, just kind of getting the lay of the land, seeing where we are from a ticket standpoint. And those types of things. Got a nice tour of the facility the other day. You know, I've been to Darlington many, many times, but I hadn't really seen the nooks and cranny of the facility and the racetrack. And, it was really kind of eye-opening how much land and property that we have here. So it's been a whirlwind, Aaron, and it will continue to be a whirlwind, but I'm excited about it.
Well, Kerry, we're glad to have you. Looking forward to working with you and having you on regularly. We'll talk with you next week, and good luck with everything. We'll incorporate more of everything going on in NASCAR at that point, but great to get to know you a little bit today on the airwaves.
Well, great to get to know you too, Aaron. I look forward to it. I appreciate what you all do down there in that part of the state. It's very important to us, and keep up the good work.
All right, thank you. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, Kerry Tharp, there he is, new president I like him. Good guy. You know, he's a college sports guy. But how about that? So he goes to Western Kentucky. I'm reading his bio this morning. He goes to Western Kentucky. So he's a topper, as he says. Big red. I need a big red shirt, Pat. We need to find me a big red shirt. You too. So he goes there. Then he goes and gets his master's in communication from the University of Tennessee. And his first job in college within an athletics department is at the University of Tennessee. But he's only there 2 years. Then he goes to Oklahoma for a couple years. Then he ends up at South Carolina for 20, where he's part of the group that hires some guy named Ray Tanner. And they bring him in to be the coach of their little baseball team. I'm speaking tongue-in-cheek, folks. It's not a little baseball team. Have you seen the stadium out there? Have you seen the national championship banners? So he does that. Then he goes into communications with the sport of NASCAR, overseeing their communications department. And now he gets the opportunity to be the president of Darlington. So very cool guy. Very fun to talk to him, get to know him. I just wanted to do that today, allow you guys to get to know him a little bit. That took up two segments, so we're going to go into hour two now. But we'll be speaking with him regularly and looking forward to finally meeting him. Haven't had the chance to do that, but we'll definitely get that chance here very soon. And he's going to be busy. Like you said, 46 days coming in. 48 days on his first day of the job to race day. Good luck, sir. But fortunately, they are a well-oiled machine thanks to the work that Chip Wild did. And so I don't think it'll be too overly difficult for him, but he can bring some new ideas, some new things to the table, and you know he's going to have some great ideas. So good stuff. Kerry Tharp will be a regular guest of ours. All right, what we'll do here is we're going to take a timeout. We're going to merge the two together. So we'll get your sports update, quick commercial break, news and weather. That's going to launch us into hour number two of the program. We'll get to some of your thoughts on the two teams that ought to be added to the Big 12. Dabo Swinney played at a golf tournament yesterday. The guys at Sports Talk caught up with him, and we've got a few thoughts from the Clemson head football coach on the upcoming season. That's all coming your way next. Right now, let's get to your national sports update.